A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.
A Netflix comedy special.
Miss Pat, you've been a mom since you were 14 years old. Literally since your first period.
Fuck you, Dion. Chris, why do Dion look better than you today? Dion, you look like a black kid on crack.
Miss Pat sits next to Chris and Dion.
You're about to shoot your first comedy special. How do you make people laugh through all the dark shit you've been through?
Because I don't dwell on shit I don't have control over. But I do have control on this ass whooping I'm about to get in here right now!
Let's take a break.
Miss Pat storms into the other room. Title, you all want to hear something crazy?
Atlanta, show your love for your hometown hero. Make some noise for the one and only Miss Pat!
Miss Pat walks onto a flashing stage wearing a black jumper and a pink blazer.
All right, goddammit. Yeah! All right!
Miss Pat waves to the crowd.
All right, shut the fuck up. You letting the bitch know she done made it. So glad to be here. So glad to be here. Atlanta finally fucking home. Home of the only place you can get a PPP loan and ain't got no fucking business. Oh, you niggas going to jail. I'm on the phone the other day talking to my girlfriend, y'all, complaining about these damn kids, these crack babies I'm raising. I'm raising my fucking niece crack babies. I'm on the phone complaining like, girl, these motherfuckers getting on my goddamn nerves. My friend like, Pat, why you always calling them kids crack babies? Was they really born on crack? I'm like, bitch, I don't know.
Miss Pat stares wide-eyed.
But I do know the baby was born on cocaine. She was like, cocaine? Oh my God, how did you get off cocaine? I'm like, bitch, I stopped giving her cocaine. I'm a fucking convicted felon. She act like I can go to the hood and get the baby a bump or some shit. I get pulled over by the police. Now I gotta explain to the officer, officer, this is not my cocaine. It's for the baby back at the house.
She points behind herself.
Fucking mama ran off with the breast milk. And this is my third set of crack babies I've raised, y'all. And I told God, this is it. I'm 49 years old with a fucking 7-year-old at my house that talking me to fucking death, y'all. Let me tell y'all something. My period still come on, I'm ovulating, and I'm going through menopause. These kids done fucked up my equilibrium. My niece on the fucking phone the other day, y'all, running her fucking mouth, lying her ass off, to my, everybody know I love my kids. I'm like, yeah, bitch, everybody but your kids.
She mimes holding a phone.
Bitch, let me in this conversation. To my, everybody know I die for my kids. I'm like, don't do that, bitch. You ain't got no life insurance.
Miss Pat shakes her head.
Fuck around and die now. I gotta bury you, take your kids, and buy cocaine. Fuck is wrong with you? How much money you think I got, crackhead? And these some bougie-ass crack babies, too, y'all. They do shit I wouldn't have never done as a kid. They walk in the room the other day, just don't even knock on the door. I'm like, and you know, if you raised by a black parent, you better knock on that fucking door. You better knock on that door and peek around that corner and make sure you don't see where your mama hiding them good snacks at. Nigga, my mama didn't have no front teeth, and she used to love the moon pies.
Miss Pat grins.
But she didn't give us none. She made us eat them fucking ginger snaps.
She points off stage.
You know them hard-ass cookies you gotta soak like beans before you eat them? Not these fucking crack babies. They walk directly up in my fucking room, y'all, and the little boy always leading. And I don't trust them first to them, right? Because they remember being at the crack house with their mama. So I always keep me a small pocket knife in case I gotta jug one of them niggas.
She stabs the air.
Fuck y'all, I'm a hood bitch. I stay ready. The little boy walk up in the room to my auntie. I'm like, what do you want, Raymond? He was like, we would like to know if we're gonna eat dinner tonight. I'm like, y'all some bougie-ass crack babies. Using words like dinner and tonight together.
Miss Pat double takes.
Nigga, I wouldn't have never walked in my mama room and said no shit like that. I would have walked in my mama room like this. Mama.
She hangs her head.
We gonna eat today? Cause it's almost tomorrow.
Miss Pat grins broadly.
And my mom be like, get your black ass downstairs and go eat you a water sandwich. Oh, y'all and niggas ain't never had no water sandwich. You know how you bite that sunbeam bread and chase that shit with a glass of water? And all that shit gets stuck in the top of your mouth, and then you got a butter knife in your mouth. Look like you sucking dick from the back.
She motions back and forth in front of her mouth.
Don't play with me how quickly we forget. Because I remember waking up one day, y'all, I'm hungry as a motherfucker, and that damn water sandwich done wore off, and I'm sitting there watching my favorite cartoons, the Smurfs. Y'all remember the Smurfs? Oh, my God, I used to love Smurfette because I knew she was a hoe. You know ain't nobody got that many damn brothers. And I'm watching that shit on our flow model TV with another TV on top for sound.
Miss Pat drops the mic to her side and deadpans.
I'm sitting down the fucking water sandwich on Wharf and the shit go to a commercial. I'll never forget this shit. It was a Burger King commercial, y'all. Remember when they showed them toasted buns and all that water falling off that lettuce, tomatoes, and onion? And all that fucking heat coming off that beef patty. And I'm sitting there, my stomach growling, now my fucking mind playing tricks on me. My mind said, bitch, go get that burger. I jumped up off of that couch and ran across that fucking shaggy carpet and I grabbed that Flo Moda TV and I licked the shit out of that TV. And it shocked the fuck out of me. I'm like, ooh, I guess you can't have it your way until you pay. And I gotta tell you, too, this is the only set of crack babies I've raised at. I raised in an all-white neighborhood, too. And one thing I realized by raising this set of kids in an all-white neighborhood, y'all, I realized that white schools do not celebrate Black History Month the same way black schools do. Mm-mm. White schools celebrate Black History Month according to how many black kids is at the school. So if it's four niggas, it's 4 days.
Miss Pat smiles.
Let's just say at my kids' fucking school, Spirit Week lasts longer than Black History Month. And the few white people I see here, I don't know if you know how important Black History Month is to us, but we used to go all out for that shit. Then we black people. You had to dress up as a black hero and be that fucking black hero for 30 fucking days.
She points her finger at the crowd.
Now, I know what you're thinking, Miss Pat. It's only 28 days. Fuck you, we took them 2 days back. So let me give you an example. If your child chose to be Harriet Tubman, your child had to be Harriet fucking Tubman. Your child had to be smart, be able to lead, be good at hide and seek, and be able to pistol whoop a nigga, and have a strong-ass face.
Miss Pat deadpans.
Niggas, don't play with me. You know Harriet wasn't fucking cute. You know good and damn well Harriet looked like her uncle.
Miss Pat chuckles.
Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I don't appreciate Harriet, because I do. Because without Harriet, I'd be sucking some white dude dick against my will. Y'all act like y'all a fuck Harriet. It ain't a nigga in here that'll fuck Harriet. Would you fuck Harriet? Oh, you a girl. I'm sorry.
She points to someone in the crowd. Miss Pat doubles over, laughing.
You probably would fuck Harriet, but... I didn't see you. My glasses ain't on. You probably eat the shit out of her, but I'm sorry. anything to be free, ain't that right, bitch? Eat your way straight out of Master House.
Miss Pat pumps her eyebrows and shrugs.
My nephew teacher called me. She was like, Miss Pat, I wanted to let you know that Raymond made an A on his black hero essay. I'm like, I don't give a fuck what you're telling me for. She was like, you should get him to read it to you. I'm like, okay. Y'all, my nephew come home, get off the bus. No lie, he walk in the house. I was like, yo, Raymond, your teacher said you made an A on your black hero essay. Nigga, take it out so you can read the shit to the whole family. I'm a black mama, that's how I talk to my family. He take the shit out, no lie, y'all. He started, he said, my black hero is my Auntie Pat. I know, right? I look over at my husband, I'm like, nigga, you didn't make it.
Miss Pat smiles smugly at the crowd.
His next line was, she used to sell crack cocaine.
She makes a face.
Like, hold on, bitch, it was just crack. The cocaine's for your little sister back at the house. Because I grew up right here in Atlanta, Georgia, during the 80s, y'all, doing Ronald Reagan era. Oh, my God. Y'all remember that shit? Reaganomics, nigga. We were so motherfucking poor, no lie. I had a dog named Putt-Putt. When Reagan got reelected, the nigga jumped out the back porch and committed suicide. Don't look at me like that. I didn't kill the nigga. He killed his damn self. That's why I don't understand all this new shit. You know, with people going around putting their pets down and shit. The new shit, putting your dog down. My friend called me like, girl, I had to put my dog Coco Chanel down. I'm like, for what, bitch? Somebody, she had breast cancer. I'm like, how the fuck you gonna kill a dog who still got 7 good titties to go?
Miss Pat grins.
Ain't nobody trying to kill you when one of your fucking titties go out. I don't understand that shit. I'm like, how you know that dog didn't want to walk for a cure? Bitch, that dog want a t-shirt to say, I beat cancer too. That dog want to hear Heart of an Angel's damn self. Look at all you pet lovers.
Miss Pat smirks.
How dare you, Miss Pat? Fuck you, you crazy. And it is not cheap to put your pet down. It costs you $799. I'll be damned if I'm gonna pay you $7.99 to put my fucking dog down. Nigga, not when I got a barbecue grill in my backyard.
She points behind herself.
Fuck you, heat is heat, bitch. No matter who applied. Oh, are you judging me because I'm not gonna put the ashes in a cupcake box with a picture on top? Oh, fuck you. I can't stand you fucking animal lovers. I fly every fucking week, y'all, and I'm so tired of getting on Delta. Seeing everybody with these fake-ass emotional support animals. It can't be that many people out there that need a fucking friend. Did y'all see the lady who tried to get on the plane with the short horse?
She looks around in disbelief.
I'm like, who the fuck out here writing prescriptions for short horses? And what's the copay on this nigga? But that's just their way of flying shit free. I'm gonna do the same thing with my 4 crack babies. I'm gonna show up at Delta with my 4 crack babies with them same vests on.
Miss Pat raises her eyebrows and smiles.
And I'm gonna tell them these are my emotional support niggas. Don't fuck with them, cause they bite.
Miss Pat shakes her head.
Can't stand you fucking animal lovers. Y'all done went too far. Let me just say this. Just because you like a football team don't mean your fucking dog like the same goddamn team. I'm serious. I'm my neighbor. I saw my neighbor the other day walking her dog. The fucking dog had on a tutu. Looked like she's selling pussy. And let me just say this. Dogs ain't supposed to have on Levi jeans, okay? Dogs are supposed to lick their own dick. They can't lick their dicks if you got it zipped up.
Miss Pat lowers the mic and deadpans.
I love this bit because all the animal lovers just pull back. I'm talking about your stupid ass. Running around here with hair bows in your dog's hair because your fucking wound don't work.
She cocks an eyebrow and smiles.
Oh, did I scratch a nerve? I'm serious. I live in Plainfield, Indiana, y'all. And no lie, my white neighbor asked me, she's like, Pat, come to my baby birthday party. I'm like, okay. I ain't never been to a white baby birthday party. I go up to the dollar store and I buy her white daughter a black Barbie doll. Fuck you, I buy what look like me. And I figure they could use some diversity in their lives. I get back to the house, y'all, no lie, I walk in, this bitch got 6 dogs sitting at the table. I'm looking at the dog looking at me like, can you tell this bitch we dogs? Then she went on to say, blow the candles out, Buster, blow the candles out. And I'm like, bitch, if that dog blow them candles out.
Miss Pat points.
We all gonna bite your stupid ass. I miss the good old days, you know, when you can tie a dog up to a tree. You can't do that shit no more, nigga, you'll go to jail. You got a better chance of tying your ugly ass kid up to a tree. I grew up here in the city of Atlanta, and I tell you, when I was a little girl, we used to move a lot.
She grimaces.
Well, we got evicted a lot. My mama made sure that when we got evicted, she made sure we got evicted in the same neighborhood so we wouldn't have to switch schools. The bad part about being evicted was my mama would always make us go knock on our old door and ask dumb shit like, did we get in the mail today? Knock, knock. Mama say we get in the mail. Knock, knock. Mama say we get in the mail. She would like to know if she can borrow a pack of chicken and two tampons.
Miss Pat smiles.
And my mom was very particular about the houses she rented, y'all. She used to love to rent a house with a chimney. And I thought the reason why she wanted the house with the chimney is because she wanted Santa Claus to come see her black kids. But that's not what it was. The reason why she wanted a house with a chimney, because we were poor as fuck and we couldn't afford light and gas, so she would always keep the fucking lights on and we would have to cook in the fucking fireplace. Nigga, you would come over our house in the summertime, it's 100 degrees, we got a Cracker Barrel fireplace going. Nigga, with a whole rack in there frying chicken on pine wood, the walls sweating, we sweating, we in our underwear looking like we just got off a fucking boat. My mama got the only fucking fan in her face watching The Young and the Restless. Pine wood and grease back there popping on her. We back there. Mama, it's hot, it's hot. She was like, take it like a man. I'm like, bitch, I am a girl. Couple days later, I get to school, y'all, and my principal coming to me, a big old tall man with thick ass glasses. Looked like if he couldn't read, he could have made it to the NBA. He come up to me and he was like, young lady, I need to speak to you in the office. So I walk in the office and no lie, the police there, the counselor there, my teacher there, and he's there. And all these motherfuckers standing there looking at me, I'm like, what the fuck going on? Cause you know I've been cussing my whole damn life. And he looked at me, he said, we noticed that you got a bunch of bruises and blisters and burns all on you. We want to know what's going on at the house. Are you a cutter? I'm like, nigga, no.
She looks up and down.
I was frying chicken in the chimney.
Miss Pat chuckles.
He looked at me and said, get your black ass back to class. Thought you was being abused. I'm like, bitch, I am being abused. Shouldn't be frying no fucking chicken in no chimney in no fourth grade.
Miss Pat smiles broadly.
Couple days later, I'm sitting in the cafeteria, my friend complaining about her mama. She's like, my mom ain't shit. I'm like, shit, my mom ain't shit either. My friend said, but I hear it's a better place we can go to. I'm like, a better place? The fuck this better place at? She was like, it's called juvenile. We just gotta get there.
Miss Pat bites her lip and smiles.
I'm like, well, how do we get there? She said, what you gotta do is you gotta run away, go to convenience store and steal something, and then they're gonna send this white car with these red lights on top to give you a ride.
She cocks her head and stares.
The police! Y'all, I get locked up for running away and stealing at the convenience store, and no lie, I spent 5 days in juvenile. But during that time, I learned a lot. My first day there, y'all, they ring this bell like ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. It's chow time. And no lie, y'all, the lady walked me in this room and all of these plates was already prepared with food and shit. And I'm walking with her and I started looking at the plates and I noticed stuff I had never seen before. And I'm like, ma'am, what type of meat is that? She was like, chicken. And I'm like, what type of chicken is that? She was like, legs and thighs. And I had never had a leg and thigh, so I asked, I'm like, y'all ain't got no ass and backs.
Miss Pat looks upward. She grins at the crowd.
So, baby, that's all my mama ever cooked with ass and backs. My mama didn't take us no McDonald's. She made us a 6-pack McAss. And think about it, some of y'all eat y'all ass unfried.
Miss Pat grins. She points at a man in the crowd.
He grew up poor as fuck. You see how he laughing? Nigga having flashback like, damn, Miss Pat. He gonna check his bank statement to make sure he all right. Thank you, brother, for filling this shit. The next thing I noticed on the plate, it was this rose-looking thing, and I pick it up, and I'm like, ma'am, what is this? She was like, it's wheat bread. And y'all, I had never fucking had wheat bread. I had never seen wheat bread, so I pick it up, I'm like, y'all got nigger bread?
Miss Pat points at someone in the crowd.
Don't be scared to laugh, white woman. Everybody eat nigger bread now. The shit is good for you. You can open your pantry tonight and say, I got nigger bread. And so do I, goddammit.
Miss Pat beams.
I didn't really know how fucked up my life was as a kid, y'all. No lie. Y'all going to cut this out. I got to get these things out my ass.
She tugs at the crotch of her jumper.
Nigga, I feel like I got a dildo between my legs. I'm trying. And I know the black lady was like, look at your pants, Miss Pat. You got a fat pussy. No, I don't.
Miss Pat leans back and shimmies.
Don't worry, they'll cut that shit out. It's TV, goddammit. Like, what the fuck is crawling up my leg?
She pumps her eyebrows.
I didn't really know how fucked up my life was until I'm on the phone one day talking to my girlfriend. We talking about getting baptized, y'all. I'm like, yeah, girl, I've been baptized 25 times. She was like, 25 times? Who the fuck baptized you 25 times? I'm like, well, how many times you been baptized? She was like, once in the name of Jesus. I'm like, well, damn, my mama must have baptized me in her boyfriend names.
Miss Pat smiles slyly.
Come to find out, y'all, back in the day when I lived, when I grew up here in Atlanta, if you were having financial problems, all you had to do was go to your local churches and join the church and get the kids baptized, and they would write you a check for your financial problem. Yeah, but my mama turned that shit into a scheme. Nigga, she started getting us baptized 2-3 times on a Sunday. I remember showing up one time already fucking wet. The pastor was like, why they wet? She was like, mind your fucking business, pastor. We got another appointment to get to. But finally, the black churches realized my mama was running a scheme, so she had to go to the white churches. And let me tell y'all this. When my mama discovered white churches and white people and white guilt, she used the fuck out of y'all ancestors.
Miss Pat pumps her fist.
My mama pull up out there with her 64 Chevy with all 5 black asses on the back seat, and she would turn around, she'd say, look here, we're going in this church and get these crackers money. Put your slave face on.
She slackens her jaw and widens her eyes. Miss Pat cracks up silently.
We going that bitch and rack up. And my mama knows as soon as they write her that check, she was going straight to the fucking weed man. But I like getting baptized at the white churches, y'all, because they treat you better. After you get baptized, they will always take everybody downstairs to the pantry. But at the white church, they would give all 5 kids their own box and let them shop. Nigga, my mama's like, fuck them up. Whole time we got all slave face on.
She makes the face again.
You didn't get that fucking treatment at no black church, nigga. You got 1 box per family. And it was always that ugly bitch with that synthetic wig on her head, standing at the pantry door looking at you up and down. Like, you ain't gonna say thank you, nigga. I take that fucking sugar back.
Miss Pat puffs her chest.
And my mom was part-time handicapped too, y'all.
Miss Pat eyes the crowd.
Yeah, she was part-time handicapped. Her neck was fucked up. No lie, y'all, her neck would just fall over like this. She'd be like, bitch, pick my neck back up. So we would have to be there to pick her neck back up at all times. And I don't know what the fuck was wrong with my mama's neck, but when I met her, her neck was fucking doing that. And I hated my mama's neck, y'all. Because as kids, we couldn't go outside and play because we was always on fucking net-catching duty. I remember riding the car with my mama one day. We were on the way to cash her Social Security check, right? And my mom would always keep my sister in the back seat and me in the front seat so she would have 360 net-catching position.
Miss Pat mimes the seating arrangement. She deadpans and grins.
So we riding in the car, my mama on the way to cash her Social Security check, and she come up to a railroad track, y'all, and then she like, fuck, this fucking train gonna make me miss the goddamn bank. And she like, I'm gonna beat this train. I look back at my sister like, no, she ain't. No lie, y'all, my mama took that 64 Chevy, and she hit that fucking gas and hit that first track. Nigga, her neck fell back. She like, big people neck up, the train coming.
Miss Pat's head lolls back. She grins.
My sister slapped the shit out that neck. But she hit it too hard and it went into the steering wheel. Nigga, I lift my mama head back up, but I didn't position it right and fell back. My sister hit that bitch again.
Miss Pat mimes the smack.
Like, hold on, bitch, this is not baseball. So finally, I held my mama head up when we went across the track, y'all. My mama gonna pull over. She's like, why you bitches hit me so hard? Like, bitch, the train was coming. Let your weak neck ass get us killed.
Miss Pat chuckles.
And you wanna hear something crazy? My fucking sister neck do the same shit. I'm not making this shit up. It's called Ry neck. I'm saying W-R-Y, you can Google it on the internet. The only other thing to have this shit is chickens. And
Miss Pat cracks up.
I don't know if we got it from frying that fucking chicken in the damn fireplace. But my sister neck do the same shit, but her neck just lay on her shoulder, nigga. When she lift that bitch up, it take off like a water sprinkler. Tick, 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 tick. I'm riding in the car with her one day, me and my daughter, right? And my sister running her mouth, and that bitch lift that head up, and it tuck off across her shoulder while she driving. My daughter screaming, ah! I'm like, calm down, bitch. She using her peripheral vision. He gonna come back around. I can't make this shit up. I remember when I was little, I heard my mama talking to my aunt on the phone. She had that long-ass phone cord, and she'll go into the room, and she done close the door, and she announced, I'm like, girl, I suck good dick. I'm standing outside the door like, she lying.
Miss Pat looks around in disbelief.
Mama, stop lying. You go down, who gonna help you up?
Her head falls to her chest. She raises her head and stares knowingly at the crowd.
Dick gonna be stuck in your mouth like a thermometer. I grew up in a bootleg house the early part of my life, y'all, with my granddaddy. He sold moonshine and single cigarettes. That's an individual for white people. And in this house, we saw everything as kids. I mean, from gambling to prostitution to niggas getting shot, nothing was off limit to us as kids. Two things I remember the most. One, my mama used to love to shoot craps. But before she shot craps, she would always take a fake leg off because she said a short leg hanging like a soft dick was good luck. Plus, if she threw the dice too far, she used her fucking foot to pull them bitches back in.
Miss Pat pulls her arm back as if holding the leg.
The other thing I remember, I had an uncle named Uncle Cecil. And my Uncle Cecil used to sit by the bootleg house door and say the same thing to everybody. Hey, girl, give me two nickels. Two nickels make a dime. But he didn't like dimes. If you gave him dimes, he'll choke the fuck out you. Now, let me explain something to you about my Uncle Cecil. My Uncle Cecil suffered from seizures, he was crippled, and he was also retarded. Now, calm the fuck down and let me tell you why I use the word retarded. He was born in 1932. There was no special need back then. He was fucking retarded, okay?
Miss Pat looks side to side.
So, Atlanta, I'm gonna need you to open your mind with me on this one, okay? So my uncle would have 2-3 seizures a week, y'all. And my granddaddy got tired of that shit, so he came up with this good idea. He thought if he bought my uncle pussy every Saturday, it would calm down the amount of seizures that he would have during the week. Come on, y'all, don't cop block on my Uncle Cecil. He need love, too. So every Saturday, no lie, it was me and my sister chores. We had to go in there and help him get started. Shut the fuck up. This is my story, and I'm gonna tell it.
Miss Pat points at the crowd.
We would walk in the room, y'all, and the prostitute would already be in the bed with a whole Jackson 5 afro on a vagina. Open your mind and you can see it.
Miss Pat taps her head.
Like, how you doing today, Miss Betty? We about to get him ready for you.
She smiles mischievously. Miss Pat nods.
My uncle be over there in the corner smiling like a motherfucker. We walk up to him. He always had on two belts because at any time, this nigga would have $50 worth of nickels in his pocket.
She laughs silently.
We would take them pants off, y'all, and no lie, they would hit the floor sound like you're working on a chain gang. And no lie. No lie, my Uncle Dick will pop out. He had the biggest uncircumcised dick I ever seen in my life.
Miss Pat mimes the length. She grins.
That he could not control. And a lot of time that extra skin would hit me and my sister upside the head. Be like, hold on, Uncle Cecil, your tip dried, nickel.
Miss Pat shimmies.
So we would walk him over to the bed because he was crippled, right? And by him being crippled, to me, he looked like he walked like a kangaroo.
She deadpans at the crowd.
This story is not going to send you to hell, baby. And we would throw him in the bed on top of the prostitute, y'all, because you know he can't get on his knees like regular people can, because if he do, he going to look like Free Willy from the back. So me and my sister would get on each end of the bed while he land on top of the prostitute. We would grab him by his ankles and we would yank his legs apart. And no lie, y'all, the dick would go straight up in the prostitute. But since he was retarded, we had to motivate him, right? So we started screaming, kangaroo that pussy, Uncle Cecil!
Miss Pat nods, smiling. Miss Pat pumps her eyebrows and licks her lips.
He get about 3-4 pumps in, we go tell Granddaddy, Granddaddy, he back there kangarooing the pussy. Can we get our 50 cents so we can go play Pac-Man now?
Miss Pat smiles.
But I gotta keep it real to y'all. That shit did not help my uncle with his seizures. He still had 2-3 seizures a week, and my granddaddy get to screaming, God damn it, Cecil having another seizure. Somebody go get a spoon and stick it in his mouth, but not my good spoon, because he gonna chew it up. And make sure you set 2 cold Pepsis by his head, because when he get through shaking, he gonna be thirsty as hell. And I remember sitting there as a kid thinking to myself, they are killing this fucking man. He shouldn't have this much pussy and Pepsi in his diet.
Miss Pat deadpans. She levels her gaze.
I don't know who the fuck y'all think y'all came to see. He passed away when I was 19 years old. And I remember talking to my brother, and I was like, how the hell are they gonna bury Uncle Cecil? He was like, I don't know. I said, me either, because when he lay on his back, his legs be up in the air like a bridge.
She raises her hand.
My brother's like, you so stupid. I said, I know how they gonna bury him. He's like, how? I was like, duh. They gonna cut a hole on each side of the casket, stick his feet halfway in, and let his legs down. My brother said, bitch, you stupid as fuck. That is not what they gonna do. I'm like, well, what are they gonna do then? He was like, duh. He was crippled. They gonna lay him on his side and put him in an L-shaped casket.
Miss Pat chuckles.
But that's not what happened. What happened was they broke his legs and laid him straight. Like, that's fucked up, a nigga had to die to walk straight.
Miss Pat smiles playfully.
I been thinking about my Uncle Cecil a lot, because as a kid, we helped him get laid a lot, y'all. And I was thinking a couple weeks ago, I was like, damn, you know what? All the pussy we helped my Uncle Cecil got. Not one time did my granddaddy ever give us a condom to put on this man. He was just out here raw dogging bitches. All them times he was smiling, we thought he was happy. He was probably trying to say, bitch, my dick on fire, my dick on fire.
Miss Pat grimaces in pain, then smiles.
I can tell you something. I've raised 4 kids and 3 sets of crack babies, and 2 things you cannot stop kids from doing these days is smoking weed and being gay. They love they fucking edibles. I have a 21-year-old son who love to get high, y'all, and he's stupid as fuck when he get high, too. I came in the house one night at 2:30 in the morning. This nigga so high in the kitchen, I'm standing in the doorway, he don't even see me. He just standing there with a Chef Boyardee apron and hat on. I don't even know where the fuck he get this stupid shit from. And he got a whole pan of grease on the stove. Ain't but two damn buffalo wings in the grease. He flipping the shit like he cooking for a whole family.
Miss Pat Mimes flipping the wings.
And I don't say nothing to him, y'all, until he started fucking yanking my paper towels off the roll. And I'm like, hold on, nigga, that is not great value.
Miss Pat cocks her head.
Bitch, that's the quicker picker-upper. You know Bernie, the nigga with the lumberjack shirt on? Because to me, y'all, that show you how ungrateful my kids are. Because when I was coming up, we ain't have no fucking paper towels. When my mama fried all chicken backs in the ass, she put that shit on newspaper.
Miss Pat smiles.
You know how many times I picked up my ass and backs and all the headlines was on the back of that shit? Nine niggas killed in Chicago last night.
Miss Pat shakes her head.
Shit like that make me want to vent. Other shit like that make me want to vent, and I gotta keep it real because I love everybody. White women, I love you to death, but you gotta stop doing nigga shit. Y'all gotta stop going out here buying these nigga lips, white women. They're too big for your fucking face. If you're gonna buy these nigga lips, you need this African cheekbone. You running around here with these heavy-ass nigga lips on your face. Now your eye socket are hanging down, bitch, you got dry eye.
Miss Pat pulls down the skin under her eye.
Stop that shit. And they don't look good on your face, either. They look like swollen pussies.
She pouts her lips.
And I'm here to tell you, white men don't like you sucking their dicks with nigga lips either. White men like thin mitts on their dicks. They don't like the lips to be bigger than the dick.
Miss Pat drops the mic and smirks.
Stick to the shit you know, white women. Your shit is fake titties. You've been getting that shit since middle school. Now, I tell you, somebody who will fuck up some fake titties is black women. Because, nigga, whoever do all hair gonna do all titties. Wigs and titties for $89.
Miss Pat grins.
But I tell you what I do love. I love when white people adopt black kids. I think it's one of the most beautiful things in the world to bring that type of diversity into your household. But I gotta keep it real with you, white people. Some black people get mad when they see you with them black kids. And I tell them, shut the fuck up, bitch, you ain't know that nigga. You probably ain't got your own fucking kids. And I will admit, I do get a little upset when I see you white women at Target with your new black babies in the buggy and the fucking baby mouth so ashy look like he just ate a cocaine cake. But me being the black mama I am, I know exactly what to do with that black baby. I just walk up to him.
She licks her hand and mimes wiping a face.
Knock the ash off that nigga. But it made me think, right? I'm like, you know what? White people always going out here and adopt black kids. But let me ask you something, a few little white people that are here. And I ain't trying to pick on nobody, but let me ask you something. Have y'all noticed that we don't fuck with y'all kids? Not because we're racist or no shit like that. We don't fuck with white kids because it costs too much. We're not about to go out here and adopt no white child. Now we gotta start buying Lubriderm lotion. Nigga, cocoa butter costs $3. You can't put that greasy shit on no white kid and send him outside in the sun. He'll catch on fire. Now you in jail for a hate crime. All you were trying to do is just all Timothy him ass up.
Miss Pat smiles.
But it made me think. I said, you know what, black women? If we would start adopting more white kids, we could solve a problem in this country that the government act like they don't know how to solve, which is school shootings. Now, get all crimes right. We do drive-bys. We don't fuck with schools. Because you can't shoot up no school when you got no black mama. she'll come up to that bitch and interrupt that school shooting. Black mama come up to that fucking school with a bonnet on her head. That's a hair wrap. And that crop top shirt on with them fucking jogging pants with Juicy on the back of her ass.
Miss Pat cocks an eyebrow.
And them dirty ass Ugg boots on. Screaming to the top of her lawn, Charles Craig Jr. the third. I know you ain't up here wasting my motherfucking bullets. Do you think bullets grow on trees? You old selfish ass white nigga. Knew you was full of shit when you walked out the house this morning with that damn trench coat on.
She eyes the crowd knowingly.
And I know you didn't think I was gonna read that shitty ass manifesto you left behind. They white dire while they kill.
She mimes patting ahead and winks. Miss Pat grins.
But I want y'all to think about this, black people. They always going out here and adopting all fucking kids. And they end up with some good shit. Like The Blind Side. The Blind Side. The big nigga walking down the street, the white woman pick him up, turn him into an NFL player. All I'm saying is, don't y'all want an Eminem? Better take your ass to a white trash auction. Yeah, I said it. I'm going to meet one with a hockey stick in my hand. Walk up on me, a white kid. Hey, white nigga, can you rap? Let me hear you say my name is. Can the real Slim Shady please stand up? Well, fuck it, you can't rap. Can you play hockey? Can you drive fast? NASCAR. You always gonna have one white kid stand up. I can play basketball, but like, sit your ass down.
She holds up a hand.
Y'all ain't been shit since Larry Bird.
Miss Pat smiles.
Larry Bird, they white Michael Jordan.
She shrugs.
Come on, goddammit, we ain't that young. My oldest daughter is gay as fuck, y'all.
Miss Pat rolls her eyes.
She'll eat everybody in here. I ain't gonna lie, y'all. My baby eats so much pussy, we call her Miss Pac-Man.
Miss Pat cocks her head and raises her eyebrows.
But I should have known she was gonna be different, y'all, the day my baby daddy wife knocked on my door.
Miss Pat snaps her fingers.
She knocked on the door and she asked for me by name. I'm like, that's me. And she's like, I'm here to tell you that you're sleeping with my husband. And that shit fucked me up. I'm like, hold on, ma'am. How am I sleeping with your husband? He gotta be your boyfriend first, so technically you sleeping with my man. She was like, how old are you? I'm like, 13. She's like, come outside and let me talk to you. So I walk outside, I'm talking to her, we standing on the fucking corner, I'm 5 months pregnant by her husband, the ice cream man coming down the street. And she like, you want an ice cream? I'm like, hell yeah, me and your stepchild hot.
She pumps her eyebrows.
Open your mind, this shit is funny.
Miss Pat taps her head.
She went on to ask me to have an abortion, and I'm like, for a bum pop, bitch? All she bought me was one fucking bum pop. I'm like, you ain't gonna buy me no box of bum pop, bitch? Well, I said, fuck it, I kept my child. And now my kid's father act like he don't remember the age difference. When I met him, I was 12, and he was 21, and he was married. Fuck you, mind your business. He wanted to tell me, he was like, you know damn well I didn't know you was that young. I'm like, oh, nigga, you got amnesia now? Cause, bitch, you were picking me up at an elementary school. The fuck you thought I was, the cafeteria lady? The only motherfucking elementary whose boyfriend got a car. I'm looking around at my friends like, yo, boyfriend need to get the fuck off these bicycles.
She winks.
My friend's like, no, that old nigga need to stop picking you up so much. So I get pregnant at 13 and I go in labor at 14. I wake my mama up one morning about 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, mama, my damn stomach hurting. My mama jump out of bed out of a deep sleep. She pissed off, her little short leg hanging like a soft dick. She started screaming, nigga can't get no sleep around here. She go over and she wake up my sister. She be like, get your ass up and go up to the pay phone, cause we didn't have a home phone, and call 911 so they can come get her ass and I can go back to sleep. Fuck y'all, don't judge my mama. She didn't feel like riding that night. My sister go up to the pay phone. She called 911, y'all. She come back within 5 minutes. They beating on the door. Bam, 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 bam. Is the baby born? I'm like, the baby born? This bitch done went up there and told the people the baby done came out. I open the door. I'm like, no, sir, I'm just having pains. He was like, well, can you walk down to the ambulance? I'm like, yeah. I walk down to the ambulance. No lie, y'all. He opened the door. It's another nigga already on the stretcher. What happened was, he said, around the corner from me, somebody got stabbed in the shoulder. And when my call came in, they swooped around and got me. But since I was in more pain than him, they made him get up and put me on the stretcher. On the way to the hospital, I get a contraction. This nigga gonna grab my hand to my, breathe, baby, breathe. I'm like, who the fuck are you? I get to the hospital, y'all. I give birth to a 9-pound little girl. And I gotta keep it real with you. I was not trying to have no fucking baby. All I wanted was a fucking Cabbage Patch kid with a real birth certificate. This old nigga done put a whole baby off in my ass. I give birth 2 hours later, the nurse come back. She's like, ma'am, you need to feed the baby. I'm like, with what? She like, with your titty. I'm 14 years old. I don't know shit about no damn breastfeed. So I just picked my whole titty up and dropped it in my daughter's face. About to smother the shit out of her. I look over at the nurse, I'm like, nurse, I don't think she like titties. The nurse like, what are you doing? You gotta put the nipple in the baby mouth. I was like, oh, okay. I put my nipple in my daughter's mouth, y'all, and she clamped down on that bitch. I'm like, nurse, I ain't gonna be able to do this shit. She was like, why? I say, shit. You suck my titty, that my hot spot. You gotta fuck me.
Miss Pat pouts her lips and bats her eyelashes.
Do y'all know my daughter ain't stopped sucking titties yet? Breastfeed made my baby gay. She gay as hell. Every time I go over her house, it's a new girl, y'all. And I be trying to tell these hoes, don't fuck with my daughter, she gonna eat you and leave you. Like, bitch, she gonna treat you like takeout. My daughter's like, mama, you need to mind your business. Me and my girlfriend gonna go to the store, wait at the house till we get back. And I'm sitting there at her house, and I'm thinking to myself, my daughter gay as fuck. What these two copy-crunching bitches be doing?
She looks around suspiciously.
And the reason why I call them copy-crunching, because I assume when two black vaginas get together, it sounds like you're stepping on a bag of Doritos.
Miss Pat deadpans, then laughs.
Can you spread some of that shit over here, sir?
She points to a man laughing and motions toward the crowd.
That's what it sounds like when I got an afro down there. So I decided to be nosy, right? And I go to her closet. And that day I learned that all gay women got the same shit in their closet on the top shelf. On the left-hand side. And it's called a dick box. Y'all, and I fucked around and knocked that dick box down and all them dicks fell out with them suction cup nuts on them.
Miss Pat shakes her head.
Nigga, that shit hit that linoleum floor. I look back, them dicks just waving to the sides of my side.
She sways her body side to side.
Like they had a fucking used car lot. Do you know how hard it is to pull a suction cup dicks up off linoleum floor? You can't just pull them dicks up. I had to slide them to the carpet. Like dead bodies.
Miss Pat rolls her eyes.
Gay as hell. No lie, y'all. We went on a mother's daughter trip to New York one time. Just me and her. Come back in from shopping all day. I'm looking at her book bag for my keys, right? At the bottom of her book bag on a mother's daughter trip, I pull out her strap-on connected to a karate belt.
Miss Pat deadpans.
I'm like, why the hell would you bring your strap-on a mother's daughter trip? She gonna look at me to my mama in case I gotta dick these bitches down.
She double takes.
I'm like, but it's just me and you. You gonna fuck your mama? Scared the shit out of me. I slept with one eye open. Oh, baby, ain't nobody about to take advantage of me with no cold dick. I don't even like my food cold. I like to feel them hot nut sacks hit the back of my ass. Shit, I'm a grown-ass woman. I like them grown nuts to come up between your legs. You gotta hit them back like tennis.
Miss Pat flaps her hands between her legs. She shakes her head.
One thing I know about being a gay parent, you gotta have them fucking gay parent conversation, boy, when they come out. And the first thing they say is, I was born gay. I said, look here, I love you to death. I don't know how the fuck you got gay. But if you eat pussy like your real daddy do, you are a hero.
Miss Pat grins.
Mama, you always making jokes about stuff. I was born gay. I said, look, bitch, you was not gay on that fucking ultrasound.
She points back.
I don't have one picture of you doing this shit. Not one.
Miss Pat makes a V with her fingers and sticks her tongue through. She laughs silently.
But I ain't gonna lie, y'all. As a gay parent, it do make you think, how the fuck did my baby get gay? You know, did I eat too much hot sauce?
Miss Pat shrugs.
Did I fall down some stairs? Did she lick me on the way out?
Miss Pat bites her lip suggestively. She nods and grins.
It's a little strong when I give you a second. I'm just wondering. But I can tell you this, y'all. I can talk about my gay child all the fuck I want to. But can't nobody else talk about my fucking gay baby. That's my gay baby. Thank you, gay people. And I ain't even gonna lie, because I'm an honest motherfucker. When she first came out, y'all, I was a little embarrassed. My girlfriend come over to the house, and I'm like, oh, my God, Pat, your daughter's gay. I know you embarrassed. Oh, I would be embarrassed. I know how you feel. You embarrassed and shit. I'm like, bitch, your daughter is a hoe. At least my daughter know where her dick's at on the top shelf on the left-hand side. If you don't take shit away from this show tonight, I hope you take one thing. Learn how to take the darkest shit in your life and turn that shit into laughter. Because when you can laugh at it, that means you got control of it. I don't give a fuck if somebody stuck their thumb up your ass when you were little. If he didn't get past the knuckle, nigga, you won. Atlanta, thank you so much. I've been Miss Pat.
Audio description provided by Roundabout Entertainment, voiced by Elias. Words Appear, written and produced by Patricia Miss Pat Williams, directed by Robert Townsend. Executive producers Paige Hurwitz, Wanda Sykes, Red Tigerman. Produced by Tracy Baird, edited by Angela Gamboa Bryant. Additional credits roll. In honor of my Netflix special, I want to thank those who've helped me along the way. First, I would like to thank God for all the bullets that missed and for blessing me with a hard head and big boobs, for the bullets that hit. Then I'd like to thank my family, my devoted husband for more than 27 years, Garrett, and our four kids, Ashley, Nakia, Patrice, and Garrett Jr. Without y'all continuously messing up, I wouldn't even have a set. So continue to fuck up and tell me about it. Copyright 2022, Netflix Worldwide Entertainment, LLC, all rights reserved.
Boy, vey, and use your knees, Paige. Come on, push it.
Push It Productions.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.